Blog Talk Radio.
Of KTMA's practice of constructive community reporting, we have invited Dr. Khalid Mohammed, Minister and Supreme Captain of Minister Louis Farrakhan and the elite fruit of Islam, to help us to put today's events into perspective. Dr. Mohammed.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The Honorable Elijah Mohammed and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teach us that no matter how bad the condition looks that the black man and black woman is in, no matter how much self-destruction, no matter how much destructive behavior and conduct we see on the part of the black man and black woman, no matter how low the black man and black woman has fallen, the black man is the original man, God's people.
Could you help us to understand the kind of forces that create a Frank Williams?
When we look at a Roberta, a Frank Williams, and the many Frank Williams across the nation of America and the black nation in general, when we look at a Frank Williams, we see one who is other than self. And when we see him doing evil, we see him doing evil which is learned behavior, learned and picked up from the very devil himself over the past 400 years. I guess, Roberta, we could say the devil made him do it.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now is extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage. Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
Sullen, a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
You can't fool all the people all of the time, but if you fool the right one, then the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying, cause I'm from Sam. Got a plan, if you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He's filling our heads with lies, got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the group is still good for the gander, see.
I don't believe Bob Marley got me cans off. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. Computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I said we all rush the Pentagon. Pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God. Out of ignorance and fear, if God made man, then why the hell would he put us here? I thought he supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-ass leadership, flipping position. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Boy, your TV screen is telling lies to your vision. Every channel got some brainwashed cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs, claiming that they earned shots. It's a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedier? The big corporations, the pigs or the media? Sign of the time, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown. Who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found? It's not coincidence. There's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics, but it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe all Marley got from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed you because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news, propaganda. I don't believe all Marley got from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed you because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news, motherfucking propaganda.
great love and a great understanding, and that we try to extend this to the general black population and also people, oppressed people all over the world. And I think that we differ from some other groups simply because we understand the system better than most groups understand the system. And with this realization, we attempted to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. It's your brother, soldier in arms, comrade in battle, Sean Saddam Kweli. Happy to broadcast live once again to you from the hells and smells of North America. Happy because I'm broadcasting. Not happy because I'm in the hells and smells of North America. Wish we was in a land and territory of our own and fighting for land and territory of our own. But in the meanwhile, in between the time, we're here in the hells and smells of North America, broadcasting on this radio broadcast called Black Power Radio. I want to thank everybody who's tuned in with us. If it is your first time, if it is your second time, or if you are a longtime listener to us here, we appreciate you. We want to open up giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers. And, of course, we give thanks to our ancestors. We give thanks to all the formations of freedom fighters that came amongst us, every Panther regiment that came amongst us. You heard the voice in the introduction of a great, bold black man named Minister Huey P. Newton, giving thanks to him and his Panther formation, the OGs, giving thanks to Kwame Ture and the Lowndes County Freedom Organization, Black Panther Party. Give thanks to all of them, those who liberated Sister Asada Shakur and the Black Liberation Army and took a position of armed struggle. Give thanks for them. Give thanks to everybody who fought them. Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvin, the UNIA, and his standing army and his work to build a nation. Everybody, we give thanks to Minister Malcolm X and the OAAU and Muslim Mosque Incorporated. Of course, we give thanks to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his Nation of Islam. Give thanks to all of his students like the Honorable Minister Far Khan, the Honorable Silas Muhammad. Give thanks to all the greats out here. There's male and female. Too many greats out here just to name. And, of course, we just throw some out there so we can bring some to your memory. But, of course, we give thanks to an upstart in 1989 in Dallas, Texas, with Ann Michaels, who founded the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. I give thanks to our great, great Black Power General and Warrior General and former NASA Chairman, Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. Thankful to another former great, great general, still a general, but a former chairman of ours and chairman emeritus. And a great, great attorney at war, attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And giving thanks to a man who has filled in the gap and laced up his boots to take on that position of national chairman, who you'll hear from after we play this this audio for you from the great, great Honorable Chokwe Lumumba. We're talking about, we give thanks to our national chairman, that great professor and scholar and general, another black power general who has been put in position and on the mission, Minister Hashim Nzinga. We give thanks to him and every member of the National Central Committee. Thanks to you. We got to investigate, family. We got to investigate what has happened to our brother, Brother Chokwe Lumumba. And not just Brother Chokwe Lumumba. Got to also investigate what happened to Brother Malcolm Shabazz down there in Mexico. Got to investigate what's happening to our leaders. Our leaders, those who stand before us and those who fight to represent us, and our national chairman who has been traveling, had a chance to be down in Jackson, Mississippi. And you know that's where the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba was running his campaign as mayor. And he, of course, you heard, some of you heard, some of you know, he was a revolutionary to the bone, a staunch, staunch freedom fighter to the bone, a committed, committed warrior to the bone. And so this is a man who took political office, voted in by the people after a strong campaign, what they call a small man's campaign, going up against some people with some bigger pockets, some bigger financiers. And as we teach you in the New Black Panther, part of the power of the people carried the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba to victory. And so, you know, we were able to witness what he did. But as our national chairman has been probing, and he, of course, is a close comrade and friend of the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba, of course, as he has not rested to find out what really happened, because based upon our reports, we know that the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba was healthy and good spirits and handling his duties as mayor. And our national chairman is going to come on after this. We played some of the speech, some of his last interview that he had here on Black Power Radio. We were honored to talk to him not long before he made his physical transition. And he dropped quite a few clues, and we were able to ask him several pointed questions on his mission, on his goal, on what he wanted to do, where he wanted to head, how he saw the political landscape, how he saw the Black Power movement, how he saw the revolutionary action in America. We were able to get down to it, and he was able to answer it. And not long after that, he made his spiritual transition. So we're going to play portions of that for you here tonight so you can hear some of the clues from him. And then we'll bring in our national chairman, and he's going to talk to you and talk to us on what he has uncovered and why it is important to keep the fire and mission of the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba alive, and the fire and mission of Malcolm Shabazz, the grandson of Minister Malcolm X, alive. I mean, there's some things now, as we talk about a ministry of justice in the New Black Panther Party, there are some things that will have to be investigated by the people. We're not going to be able to allow state authorities to do this kind of research. Same thing with this sister in California, 51-year-old black grandmother who was being beat up on the side of the road by an officer there, and it got videotaped. I mean, there's certain things that have to be investigated by the people, in specific by New Black Panthers and the New Black Panther National Ministry of Justice. And so let me get into this and play this for you so that you can hear the clues that were dropped in the last speech of the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba, so you can understand how much of a brilliant man he was, number one, and how much of a threat that he represented, and, you know, and get into it. So let me pull that up for you, and you all check it out live. This is Black Power Radio.
Brother Chokwe Lumumba, Mayor, how are you? Brother Sean, are we on? Yes, sir. You're alive. Black Power. All right. To the members of the Black Power Radio Nation, we have a legendary freedom fighter and a legendary attorney at law, a legendary city councilman, and now our honorable mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, Brother Chokwe Lumumba. How are you, big brother? Brother Chokwe, I was looking at the cities and the populations that we have now, and I want to start out because I know this is close to your heart, and then we're going to go into the Jackson, Mississippi, and we're going to let you tell us what you expect of us because you've done your duty. But Detroit, Michigan, Mayor, has an 81% African-American population, over a million people. How did we end up with a white mayor in Detroit, your hometown?
Well, I think it was a question of destabilizing our community, and it's a little bit, it's a whole lot.
States are in the north, most states in the south have higher black population.
Thank you.
changed. Where is that at now? I'm talking about Jackson, Mississippi. Yes, sir, Jackson, Mississippi. You know, Jackson, Mississippi, its population is 80% black now. We're between 80% and 85% black. Us, the Detroit, Jackson, and Gary, I'm not sure what Gary is at now, but three. Gary's at 84%.
Real choice, and they took it. So, what happened?
ask their questions, but I wanted to ask you something because I know you you basically just were sworn in, it seemed like yesterday, but you hit the ground running, and I know Mississippi, under your leadership, Jackson, Mississippi, we have an emerging economy, and you got a lot of stuff you got to get done, and then you got a rural area that you told us you wanted to work on, and then you got your urban city area, and then, of course, we know because you're futuristic, your economic growth, you're going to look national for Mississippi to do whatever it can do on a global basis. So after being in that chair a couple of days and now getting where you got your staff together, where are you going and where can we help?
Well, we're moving ahead. You know, we have made changes in the government in terms of personnel, and we've had to make some changes in terms of some structural things in order to adjust what we're trying to do. We had to study the situation real clearly. We had to study it objectively. That's a very difficult thing to do. And so we've had to take an objective look at where Mississippi is and what it needs to move ahead. And we've made the determination, we made a long time ago, is that the way we're going to try to raise the economy of Mississippi, and it's about economy, it's about not only having political offices, it's about bringing the economic power behind the political office so you can create real full power. If you don't have full power, if you don't have economic power, that's a lesson from Detroit too and other places. The political power alone cannot do it. You have to get the economic power, because if you don't, the economic power will ultimately control the political powers. And so what we've done is that we've said that we're going to take the infrastructure. The infrastructure was declining here, as it is in so many other cities, with various different things that's going on in terms of the water, the sewer, the drainage system, the streets that need repairing. And so what we were trying to do is to get the what we wanted to do is to put resources into those systems in order to revitalize them. By doing that, they're creating jobs. That's going to create jobs. And if they create jobs, they're going to put more of our people to work. It'll be everybody that gets involved in the building process, the companies that come. We're looking for black companies to participate in this project. If we can't find a black company that can head it up, tell them the white companies who do come in and to want to do business with us, that the criteria is that 50% of the subcontractors they hire have to be quote-unquote minority, which in other words is saying essentially have to be black. Secondly, what we're saying is that they have to give jobs to Jacksonians. If you know when you come to Jackson, you got to hire Jacksons, people from Jackson, so that we can make sure our people get jobs and wealth. That's important. That's a very important step, because before you can change the economy, or as you change the economy and change the control of the economy, you got to change the participation in the economy. You cannot have black folks on the outside looking in. They have to have jobs, they have to own businesses, and we have to generate wealth. We have to generate some creation of money that you can put into the system so that people can have money to shop at stores.
city contracts away from. That's what I mean by that. And that's building for another step much later on when you do get state power. And we can talk about that in a different thing. But the important thing is that's how you begin to change power, and that's how you begin to build power. Let me ask one more question. I'm going to turn it back to the host. We can get these questions on. How important is it, Mayor, that the Mississippi River runs through? And I just heard so much about the development of Mississippi River, how it provides mainstream for corporations to run so much international. It's no question. Navigable waters are important to any jurisdiction. So when you've got a river that runs alongside, and the rest of the river just runs above 20, 30 minutes from us, and then we have a river called the Pearl River that empties into the Mississippi River. So the Mississippi River is very valuable because it creates more access to foreign commerce, and at the same time, it creates a mobilized tour, which can help develop the economy of the state. The Mississippi River not only runs through Mississippi and runs down the western side of Mississippi, actually the Mississippi River for the most part separates Louisiana from Mississippi. But that's only about 20 minutes, like I said, from Texas border. And it also goes down to get deep into the Gulf of Mexico. It's immense, man. Gulf Coast, as you know, is a beautiful place in terms of the area down there, in terms of tourist attractions and all that kind of stuff. So that's important. Ultimately, we have to look at making sure that we have our state in that kind of land, too. So those things are very important to the economy, ultimately, the state. And then when you look on a national level, international level, international level, those that Mississippi River is right into that Gulf, and that Gulf is just a stone's throw from the Caribbean community, and the Caribbean community is right next to Southern America, South America, and Central America. And of course, you're looking right in the face of Brazil, which has 90 million black people in it, you know. And you have all kinds of places in South America which have large numbers of blacks. You actually have different populations which are united, like in and have creating organizations like the Afro-Venezuelan League, you know, which is in Venezuela. You got to be careful about propaganda, which is that you hate the people you should love and love the people you should hate, you know, because Venezuela is a real friend of ours. So those are the things that people should keep in mind as we move. And then, of course, the Gulf Coast, New Orleans, places like that, are actually closer to Africa than New York. Okay? So, you know, we should understand that those are our direct routes to the homeland. Okay? Right? So what we should do is value those kinds of navigable waters. Right?
The mayor, as a lover of yours, as far as greatest freedom fighters living. You know, we got a lot of ancestors that we can bring up. You're one that brought you with us, going around the world, going around the country, fighting for our people, and a lot of times pro bono. I just want to get your opinion as a warrior attorney, now mayor of a city, about this tragedy again with our people, and how are we going to tell our people to trust the justice system and to trust the systems that Attorney General Holder is over with these Jordan Davis juries coming out with these kind of verdicts?
You know, it's tragic. It's really tragic. The Trayvon Martin jury was tragic. And the Trayvon Martin jury really personified exactly what was going on in the culture. Time. I mean, no, forever, really. During the interview after that man was let go on that guilty verdict by the Trayvon Martin case, actually saying, we don't know something about how the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. Our big brother, Shukwe Lumumba, on, and Brother Sean. I don't want to hold our listening audience up no more at the top of the hour. Let's get some questions for the mayor. And please ask questions. Be brief. There's a lot of people holding, Brother Sean. It's on you. Brother Sean? Mayor, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm
here.
Political people from your area to make sure that they converge and help, and if there's anything that we need to do in
prepared to make consensus to the correspondence of petitions. If you want to circulate a national petition, then we should do it. I appreciate the support you gave us in the Scott Sisters by circulating petitions. And if a few of the demonstrations that we had, we had people from around the country come and support us. And those are the kinds of things that we need to do. And if you need to get the information out early enough, but folks can make those moves. So that's what I would encourage. We have to have an energetic group of mobilizing people, of mobilized people that come around the country and help out when we get a chance. But as far as the work for liberation here in Jackson is concerned and in Mississippi in general, it goes on. It goes on in terms of the idea of the provisional government. It's still working in this method. The government house that you referred to is still there. But we're putting together the pieces that's going to draw the people into the process, and that's really what we're doing right now, my brother. Right.
Right.
Hello.
Thank you so much. Hey, look, we're going to talk to the next call. I'll ask you real fast. And all you asked about this, like, can you give us a bit of experience in the courtroom with the rapper Tupac Shakur and defending his honor?
Networks. So he was always fighting for especially brothers on the street who were being victimized and abused and disrespected. And that was what his music was all about. And so representing him was a honor. He represented him in Atlanta, actually, down there where you guys are, where he was on charge of shooting at police, right? And where he did shoot at police in self-defense. And we were able to get that charge dismissed against him. And then we also coordinated his legal defense around the country in several other cases and continued to represent him up until the time that he was released from prison up in the New York area and wound up joining Death Row. And at that point, Death Row had their own lawyers that didn't represent him past that time.
Sisterhood has grown up to be a human
Black power, black power, black power, black power, my people. Yes. Without any further ado, I want to bring in our national chairman. You've been listening to the voice, the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba, the former mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. I want to bring in at this point our national chairman of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, the General Hashim Nzinga. He's going to detail to you, brothers and sisters, what it is that he has been uncovering and working on, and what we have to do to produce some justice for brothers like this, the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba and Malcolm Shabazz and whoever else, Mega Evers and whoever else that is unanswered. Let's bring in our national chairman. This is the General Minister Hashim Nzinga. Black power, sir.
Wow, black power. Can you hear me, Brother Sean?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Man, that brought chills through my body, you know. When we, the Bible says, show yourself approved. We got to rethink that sometime. When it says, show yourself approved, approved by who? I would come to the conclusion you got to be approved by God and God Almighty, and God Almighty only. Chuck
Wait
Lumumba. Listening to the Honorable Mayor Chuck Wait Lumumba, whoever is listening to Black Power Radio tonight, Brother Sean, you have truly, truly blessed. Because when we so soon start to forget the ones who helped build the bridge that we're walking on, I promise you, Brother Sean, the bridge will collapse.
Yes, sir.
So, in the name of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad, and in the name of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, who Chuck Wait Lumumba was his mentor, over those men vanguarded this organization called the New Black Panther Party together for over 20 years. And here we sit in a very, very serious moment. And to go forward, we got to talk backwards. We got to talk about some of the things that helped make a Honorable Chuck Wait Lumumba. We got to talk about things that help make and build an educated leader that would have the strength and power that a Chuck Wait Lumumba would have. Chuck Wait Lumumba was a person who understood the birth of a nation that was done by the Klan to destroy the image of the black man. Brother Chuck Wait Lumumba understood the story of Amsterdam, where black slaves took over slave ships and fought back to Africa for their freedom. They always want to show us the stories of Africans who became slaves and died slaves, but Chuck Wait read the stories that slaves took over the white man's ship, took the white man hostage, went to the white man court in America, beat the white man court, and went back home. He understood the brilliance of the African man. I'm sure Chuck Wait Lumumba would read the Amsterdam newspaper out of New York and not the New York Jews paper. I'm pretty sure he read a lot of Claude McKay, our great poet. I'm sure he read a lot of Maya Angelou, who recently made her spiritual transition. And I'm sure he was smart enough to read Gone with the Wind to understand the South and the nature of the white man in the South, because you can't conquer something you don't understand. So I'm sure, as a wise attorney, he read both ways. He understood the Final Call, the New Black Panther newspaper, the original Panther newspapers. He was a well-learned man. He understood the life of Frederick Douglass, Nat Turner, Ida B. Wells. Chuck Wait understood the war stories of the black soldiers. He was well read. Why do I know this? Because I sit at his feet. He understood the Winnie Mandela story. He just wasn't a lawyer. He was a historian. So let's talk for a minute. Brother Sean, how much time do we have?
Oh, you got about an hour, a little over an hour's worth of time. You can talk.
Let's do this for Chuck Wait. Let's handle this the proper way. Let's talk about the Honorable Mayor Chuck Wait Lumumba, who you just had the privilege on Black Power Radio to hear his last radio show. And after that show, we was buying Brother Chuck Wait Lumumba plane tickets to come to Atlanta to do a tribute for one of his mentors, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, as he was moving on to the Black Lawyers for Justice from 12 years of leadership, 17 years in the New Black Panther Party, and Chuck Wait was going to be his keynote speaker. For people don't know what went on with us over the last months in March. Then we got the call that Brother Chuck Wait had made his spiritual transition, so at that same Dignity Summit, which the tapes are ready now, and the website will be up this week. We gave a tribute to Chukwe Lumumba, and Brother Mawali, one of his other mentors, did a wonderful job in telling the story of Chukwe Lumumba. For our listening audience, who may be new, who may just came into consciousness, Mayor Chukwe Lumumba, the first thing you have to know about him, he was the son of a great mother and father. He was a great husband, and he was a wonderful father of some young people who are now attorneys and professional people, and his son barely lost the race when his father was taken from us to continue his father's work as mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. He was a wonderful brother to the people. His life work was to help the war against the poor. Brother Sean, he wanted to stop the war against the poor. He understood human rights. He understood human rights. Malcolm said, damn civil rights, going to a water fountain, going to a toilet with some crackers, they don't even recognize us as human. First thing we got to do is make them clearly understand that you're going to respect us as a man, our human rights. Chukwe understood that. Then understanding that, Chukwe moved in his lifetime to give power to the people. Anybody who knew Chukwe Lumumba got power from him, got understanding mm-hmm. from him, got educated by him, got a new soul from him. His passion was to carry out the work of a nationalist. And the way you carry out the work of a nationalist, you got to be a revolutionary, because revolutionaries change everything in their path. This meant he was clearly understanding we needed our own land and our own nation, because nationalists mean you got your own nation, your own land. Chukwe clearly understood and was working and has always worked with Africa and internationally. He understood clearly we needed our own land, Brother Sean, and our own nation. So check this out. If you really study what he was doing, he was shaping Jackson, Mississippi in a way to show how we can run our own government.
Yep.
Study what he was doing in city council and what he started laying out as mayor. He was going to use Jackson, Mississippi as a point to show us how to run our own nation. He had moved into the mayor's seat where he could control the city first. Then everybody knew his next step was going to be the first black governor of Mississippi. And it was in the bag. He had no competition. He was about to show how we could control our own destiny right there in a state that has a tremendous savage record when it comes to the black man and black woman in America. We're talking about that's where they killed Emmett Till. That's where you get the story of Nigger Everett being shot in the back in front of his family, Jackson, Mississippi. That's where you get all the people going into Mississippi looking for the Freedom Riders who came up missing, Chang and Goodman and those guys. We know about Mississippi. But he was finna, right before our eyes, where Jane Murray was shot down like a dog trying to go to Mississippi State, right there where they redid a march called March Against Fear. Right there where them crackers burnt them flags and them, wore them masks and had them rebel flags right in their front door in their capital. When you land at the airport in Jackson, Mississippi, just a couple of months ago, it was the Mayor Everett's airport, and it said Mayor Chukwe Lumumba. Don't tell me God ain't real.
Go ahead.
He woke up the consciousness, Brother Sean, of the overwhelming sleeping Jackson, Mississippians. It was crystal clear. that the state of Mississippi was ready to move with this king of kings, the Honorable Mayor Chuck Ray Lumumba. He was about to rebuild the black family. He was about to protect the black family in Mississippi. He was about to remind the black family, Brother Sean, of Africa. And he was teaching successfully the traditions of the meaning of the great African dynasties where we created our own civilization, our own nations, our own teaching, our own medicine, our own doctors. He was a nationalist. He loved Africa. He educated himself. He educated himself, Brother Sean, to lead. He wasn't no follower. He was a leader. But most of all, he challenged the system, Brother Sean. And in his lifetime, I'm glad to say, he changed the system. He made the system bow down to their pathological lying ways. He challenged them in the courtroom, brother, for years. Then he challenged them at City Hall for years. And he moved to Mississippi. And he started to lay out the plan. And his plan was simple, Brother Sean. It was back to Africa. It was simple. First came the home. Man has to have a home. He has to have a place to call his own, his kingdom, his castle. So first he started to work on the father and the mother. Then he laid out a plan for the children. Now you got the family. Then he started to, and he always was good at this, that's why he got elected mayor. He started to work with the safety net, which we call the extended family. Then, brother, he started to go to what brought us a mighty long way, to the houses of worship. I don't care if you're an Islam, Buddhist, Christian. He started to work with the different ministries, go to the churches. That's how he got voted in. He went back to the preachers. He made the preachers use the churches again that's on every corner in our neighborhood for what they're supposed to be used for. Then he went to the business world, Brother Sean. You can't have a nation if you ain't got black business, if you ain't got economic development. He went to the black businesses and say, support me, and I'll change your lives. I'll show you real love. He made the black business rethink what they were doing. And he got their approval, and they helped him to move with this massive movement that I call the Chuck Ray Lumumba locomotive. And after he got the business world together, then he went into the education. He started to work on the schools and the education and work with the school board. And if you follow his plan now, I'm telling you his plan, then he started to mess with the politicians and the politics. And we're going to break this down in a minute. But I said home, the father and the mother, the family, the extended family, the worship place, business and economics, education from the baby to the college, to the trade schools. Then come the politicians and the politics, because you got to have your business in place, your education in place, your worship in place. Now you can work with the politicians, because the only thing you're supposed to do with politicians is tell them what you want. But we spend all our lives as Africans here in America kissing politicians' asses when we're supposed to be telling them what we want.
Yes, sir.
Then the mayor controlled the police chief. Then he was going to work on the law enforcement, where unlike in his younger days when he was with the Panthers, he was fighting the pigs, that he would control police. And they would go back to police in the communities properly and respectfully and protecting our people instead of beating the hell out of our people, instead of setting our people up, instead of demolishing our people and sending them to this industrial compound called prison. And he had already worked the courthouses, which is next, and the prosecutors. He had drove them nuts in Mississippi. They had tried to disbar him, and he got back barred, and he never stopped punishing prosecutors and judges for their crooked ways. He understood to have a nation, brother, that these steps had to be in place. And as you heard him in his last radio message, he said something key. He said two things that were key. He sent a message to Obama, directly to Obama.
Right.
Leave our sister alone. Anybody
right.
who tries to bring her back to this country and prosecute her is an enemy of the people. What black mayor would say that to the President of the United States live on Black Power Radio? He was the boldest, man. He was the boldest. Then he said to us clearly, listen to me. He said the Mississippi River runs right next to, right through Mississippi. He said Africa is closer to Jackson, Mississippi than it is to anywhere else because he said when you leave Africa on them ships and them tankers and them carriers, they come just like the slaves. They came right there in New Orleans and dropped off most of the slaves. Well, right there in the mouth of New Orleans, the Gulf of Mexico and the Gulf, it goes right to the Mississippi River. Chuck Way was talking about bringing that, making that right turn and bringing them tankers into Mississippi and industrializing Mississippi with the ore, the iron, the coal, the diamonds, the gold, the ore of Africa. And so I left Mississippi on yesterday. I was saddened because I was on probation and restricted of travel, so I couldn't go to my brother's homecoming. So I was sad that to get to Mississippi, when I was 40 miles out, 20 miles out, as I got closer to Jackson, Mississippi, tears started to run down my eyes because I knew the chemistry of me and Mississippi. The next time I went into Mississippi, I supposed to have been going to City Hall. I supposed to have been going to City Hall, and I supposed to have been walking up those steps of City Hall, and I supposed to have walked up to a damn desk, and I supposed to say, I'm here to see the mayor, Chuck Wayland.
Right.
That was my plans for Jackson, Mississippi. But instead, I had to go and ask the people what graveyard was my brother's body laying in so I could go show some type of respect. And right after that, I had to start asking the politicians, the sheriffs, the police, the people of Mississippi, what happened to my brother. Sean, as I went through Mississippi, brother, I just should have walked in a cold freezer and shut the door. When you bring up
yes,
the Honorable Chuck Wayland Lumumba name, I'm talking to all black people. It's like you walked in a freezer and shut the door. It's like no one or everyone is restricted to mention that name. I was so shocked. I was so shocked, brother, that I couldn't get nobody to talk to me about Chuck Wayland. They would bounce all around. Well, I don't know, you died. And I'm talking about law enforcement, sergeants, high-ranking people. And finally, I got a little brother to talk to me. He was a sheriff, and he said, brother, Chuck Way wasn't only affecting white people. He was affecting black people. Jackson, Mississippi is old. Some of the politicians are old black leaders, but it's still ran by the whites. And Chuck Wade knew all the Uncle Toms, and he told them clearly on our radio show and clearly every time we talked to him that he was bringing in new blood, new ideals. He was getting rid of the old arms, man. So some of the Negroes was mad who've been making all these deals with the white folks in Mississippi, tying Mississippi up, a state that's 80-something percent black people, and the black people ain't got a pot to piss in. Chuck Wade wasn't going for that no more. Then you got a couple of city councilmen and a couple of people in the politics who were hogging all the wealth. Chuck Way wasn't going for Mississippi education system to be on the bottom. They say they had a white sheriff for 21 years. Chuck Way helped get a black sheriff elected. The mayor does not elect, does not select the sheriff. The sheriff is voted in. But Chuck Way, they said, put his name behind this black sheriff and the black sheriff won. Now, he elected the police chief. He elects the police chief, but they said in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, the police chief and the sheriff and the sheriff department and the police department never worked together. There's been a divide between them for years because the sheriff was a white racist, and now he's over the parole board in Mississippi, and our people on parole got hell to catch. So now they got a black sheriff and a black police chief, and Chuck Wade was trying to make them work together for the betterment of our people. He was a unifier. He was a uniter. He believed in this black chemistry. And he went to moving to do something in Mississippi that ain't been done in 20 or 30 years. Get rid of the old black vanguards, which Malcolm said, the house niggas. Chuck Wade went quickly and let them know straight up wasn't no place in his cabinet for them. He started to move. He told all whites in Mississippi that if you ain't got 40 to 50% minority participation in what you bring into my office, don't bring it. That's what he said. Now, the sheriff said Chuck Wade was stirring everything up in his short run in the mayor's seat. He said Chuck Wade, he was talking to Chuck Wade all the time. He was a lover of Chuck Wade. He said Chuck Wade was a healthy man. He said when Chuck Wade ended up in the hospital, when his family left to go home, when everything was said and done, they say he was in good shape. He was all right. The next thing you know, he dies of a heart attack. Some say cancer. They got all kind of rumors. But I'm here to say on Black Power Radio, we have to look into this father. I believe with all my heart and soul that our big brother was assassinated because of his civil disobedience, because of his revolutionary spirit, because of his Winnie Mandela view on life. And they knew wasn't the damn thing they can do at his age to change his course, other than to take them out.
That's right.
So I want to open
That's
up
right.
the air tonight. I want revolutionaries all over the world to get on this Jackson, Mississippi murder. And don't sleep until the medical examiner, until every stone is unturned, and until we go back into Jackson, Mississippi and dig up the lies and the hidden hand that had something to do with the murder of our big brother. Because our big brother was going to use Jackson, Mississippi as the example. And as people know who study us and who listen to Black Power Radio, we have had the executive director of the Black Mayor on our show two or three times, and we work with her close. She's over 730-some black mayors. And I've been working with her 7 years, and she said to herself that she was going to get Chuck Wade Lumumba to run for president of the National Conference of Black Mayors and get out that Uncle Tom-ass basketball player, Kelvin Johnson, who was kissing white folk ass and trying to destroy her reputation. Her next move was to ask Chuck Wade to run. He had accepted to join, which he did. Chuck Wade Lumumba would have shortly been the president of the National Conference of Black Mayors, which means he would have been given direction to 735 black mayors in America. Brother Sean, that's too much goddamn power for a black man in America.
Absolutely.
So this is a serious hour, and it's a serious moment in history. And the question I got to ask for the Black Power Radio listening audience, the FBI, and our other listeners, too, is we will not stand by and let you continue, as you did for many years, assassinate our leaders right before our eyes and pull some unbelievable stunt. A man do not become mayor of a city like that and just die of a heart attack. The stress was over. He was cool. He was calm. Did you ever hear him scream, Brother Sean?
No, sir.
Did you ever hear him sound like he was startled or shook up?
No, sir, never.
Sister Sade would call him a smooth operator, wouldn't you say?
That's right.
So, Brother Sean, I challenge the new Black Panther Party. I challenge every attorney, black attorney, that we can get the message to open up any legal options we got to make sure that we punish the people who took our brother from us. Then we challenge the state of Mississippi and the new mayor, who barely beat his son out, to take the Honorable Chuck Ray Lumumba's playbook and run those goddamn plays so we can have hope, so we can have a vision, so we can have a dream that could come true of a black Mississippi, which is one of our poorest black states.
Mm-hmm.
Growing into what Chuck Way wanted it to grow into. We have to carry on his work, Brother Sean. We have
yes,
to
sir.
Carry on his work. And the new Black Panther Party, right now, 24, going 25 years strong, revising ourselves, updating ourselves to be influential, protectors of our people and our community. Our past is our past, but our present is brand new and wide open. And for the ranking and influential Panthers, I say get on your goddamn job.
Let's take this party
to new heights. I say put the nigger mess behind you. I say, if anybody understands the period in time that we're in, we don't have time to be playing children games, man.
That's true.
We're not playing checkers no more. This is the chess game, man. And we the king. Somebody trying to take the king.
Teach.
And never forget the words of J. Edgar Hoover. Stop the rise of a black Messiah.
Yes.
But also never forget the words of Malcolm X, by any means necessary.
That's right.
And so I ask all Panthers to take your posts, start your uniforms. It's time to take back our communities block to block. And we're going to take Brother Chuck Ray Lumumba's black plan. We're going to start at home. Start with the extended family. Start visiting these churches and these mosques, telling these preachers, stop taking all our goddamn people money and buying Cadillacs and Rolls Royces, and help these grandmothers who built your church for 40 and 50 years. Get them some back. Start building communities around your church. Start buying them houses and stop working with them white politicians to come in and do gentrification and use your church as the point to start it. You know what I'm talking about. Get to these politicians and tell them to get their goddamn hand out the white man's wallet and get back on the black side of town and help that barbecue spot that's about to close. Help that black clothing store that's about to close. Charlie Ringer, you done won again. You replaced Adam Clayton Powell. Get your ass down on 125th Street and get the business back going for we can get back to business, black business and economic development. Black banks, start back treating black people right, and black people start putting your money in black banks and demand to be treated right on the economic side. Law enforcers, stop being a tool of the goddamn white man and chasing your own nephews and cousins and brother-in-laws up and down the damn street. And let's stop and talk again. And run these damn crooked judges and these prosecutors who've given our baby 40 and 50 years for nothing out of your goddamn cities when it's time to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Educators, start going back and teaching like Bethune-Cookman University. Because when you study the sister Bethune-Cookman, she was a revolutionary teacher. Start educating our people like the greats. And stop watering down this education and making our kids walk out of the schoolrooms and walk out back into the streets of America because they don't believe in what you're teaching them and you know it's a damn lie. Teach our people who they are. This is what Chuck Wade was doing, brother.
Yes, sir.
He was turning the compass back to the east.
Yes.
To show us the success of Africa. To show us we've done this before. We've been here before. We've done it before and we can do it again.
Yes.
He wanted you to see the birth of a nation because he wanted to show you that somebody was stealing your birthright.
That's right.
He wanted to show you a sister named Winnie Mandela, who when she threw that Black Power sign up, it meant something. He wanted to remind you of who we are, man. The Amsterdam News I mentioned. The Pittsburgh Courier. The Dallas Weekly. These black newspapers that can't get black advertising. We run to the white papers. Now Ebony and Jet is gone. The Essence Award was this weekend in New Orleans, but it was ran, it's owned by white people. Motown gone. Yeah, Motown gone.
That's
Fubu gone. BET gone. We have to take back, man, a block at a time, put our economics together and rebuild black businesses, black politicians, black churches, black educators. But we can rebirth this nation. And I want to say before we open up there, everybody wants to sit around and act like they can't do nothing about this. This is terrible. This is the worst time in history. You out of your damn mind.
Come on.
Didn't you see 12 years a slave? Didn't you see the butler? Do you think Harriet Tubman liked going back and forward to Canada? Did you see Surge on the Truth? Then you see the many, many unnamed slaves who couldn't read and write, who if they left the plantation without the neck tag and paperwork, they would be lynched down there on the spot. Don't you see the pictures of the whiplashes that swell up our brothers' backs to make them look like some kind of monster? Don't you tell me we're doctors, lawyers, presidents, CEOs, educators, business owners. Don't you tell me we can't change this story.
That's right.
You tell that to somebody else. They said Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall and nobody could put him together back again. The story is about the king of kings.
Yes.
We got somebody that know how to put it back together again, Brother Sean.
Yes, sir.
But the point is, do we have the courage of Chuck Wade Lumumba? And will we stand tall like Chuck Wade? Will we be the mayor of a Southern Klan state and challenge it? If we got any callers, Brother Sean, let's go to there and let's talk about rebuilding the black nation in the spirit of Chuck Wade Lumumba. Brother Sean, can you still hear me? Hello? Brother Sean? Okay, we'll keep teaching. We know how to do this. So, we have to, brothers and sisters, especially the members of the New Black Panther Party, we have to rededicate ourselves. We have to understand clearly that we are some very influential people to our people and to our community. We have to understand that we have to be on one accord. The number one thing is listening to the black community is unity. We can't do without it. Without unity, the white man and our enemy sneaks in. And he does us in every time. That's his best tool, is to make us disunify. His other tool is to get our eyes off the prize by sending spies in our organization. sending dysfunctional people into our organization. So our energy can turn
yes, sir, I'm back,
into dysfunctional.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Are you back?
Yes, sir.
I was just teaching that the Panther Party had to get focused, man. Chuck Wei Lumumba was a wake-up call for revolutionaries that we don't know how much time we got to teach. We don't know how much time we got to plan. So I asked the rank and file to fall in line. And anybody's full of shit, you're dismissed.
Yes,
anybody
sir.
Full of disunity, you're dismissed. Anybody
yes,
been sit by the white man, you're dead.
Yes, sir.
We don't have time, Brother Sean, to play. And I want to be clear on this. We don't have time to play.
Sir.
Don't you come into this black nation in an hour that our kids are suffering, that every time you see a young black male, he's in the back of a police car. He's in a bus going across the country, and it ain't no damn movie called Life where Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence is getting paid and it's comical. When these white judges in Mississippi are saying life to these young people, they mean life to our babies. It ain't no damn movie. It's real. When we got 30-some young black people have died in Detroit since June. Over 40-something died in Chicago since June. We're in the middle of genocide of the young black male
That's
race
right.
in America. We don't have time to talk at the barbershop. We got to get out of that goddamn barbershop and go to work saving our babies, man.
That's right.
When we're, the, as Malcolm said, in 2014, when we're the first fired and the last hired, that means we need black economic development like Brother Michael Roberts. Well, we do the hiring. And then you go in a white man place, he's going to have his son and daughter working. You go in a Chinese place,
right.
he's going to have his son and daughter working. You go in a people from India place, they're going to have their son and daughter working. Well, we need black economic development. Well, when you go in a black place, you can see some black people working again and stop begging these damn white people for jobs that we're not going to get.
Right.
And one of Chuck Wei Lumumba, my most fondest memory of him, was that brother would not give up on reparations.
No, sir.
He demanded and executed seminars and lectures and conferences on reparations to the day he left here. He was organizing with Malcolm X grassroots movement and Cobra and several other black nations. The Nation of Islam, the New Black Panther Party, he kept reparations on our mind because this country owed us, and we can't let them off the hook. They hate to hear it, but they got everybody else over here benefiting off our slave labor, over 500 years of slave labor, and you don't want to do a damn thing about it. And if a black man hires somebody and don't pay him for 1 week, you'll arrest him and shut down his business. So, Brother Sean, what is your take on listening to the speech or the last
yes,
radio
sir.
Show?
Yes, sir, Brother Chairman. I can tell you that it was hard for me to come right behind that. I'm standing there fighting tears, listening to the voice of Honorable Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, and hearing the brilliance of our warrior attorney and the plans that he had for our people and the encouragement that he gave to us to keep on fighting. And he made sure, which was an important thing for everybody to hear, he made sure that he told you all we need formations like the New Black Panther Party. I mean, we are necessary, and that was big from a man of his caliber and his revolutionary history and his law history and all the stances that he's taken. It's big for him to say that about us, knowing what we face and knowing what we go through on a day-to-day basis. And so I appreciate him for that and so much more that he gave us. And I think I agree with you, Brother Chairman, that he dropped so many clues into his early parts of the speech and later on in the question and answer as to where he was going with his administration and what he was going to do as mayor and some of his ultimate aspirations, that he never abandoned his black nationalist position. He never abandoned his revolutionary position, even though he was mayor, even though he had attained political office, and that should be a lesson to anybody out there who tries to obtain such office. He never abandoned his principles, and he kept reminding us in that last message that we got to remain principled. It stuck in my mind. He said, don't take so much as a piece of thread from the people. Don't take a penny from the people. He said, after everything that he went through with COINTELPRO and the government and how they tried to set him up and get at him for, as he said, talking back to the white man, he said the one thing they couldn't say was that he took something from the people, that he stole something from the people. They couldn't get him on, you know, being an immoral man or nothing like that. And so that's an important revolutionary example that I take from him and that I encourage people to take from him. And, you know, I couldn't agree with you more that our brother was assassinated and that we have to open up a people's investigation. It has to come, you know, from the new Black Panther Party. We're going to have to dig into the dirt pretty deep.
You know, brother, you know, they learned when they assassinated Fred Hampton in Chicago in 1969 that when you assassinate the black man that kind of way, we figure it out too quick. So, man, with this new science and chemicals, and they could touch you and put a chemical in your body that go to work to kill you, man.
You
know, when you study the great leaders like Castro from Cuba and Nkrumah and Jomo Kenyatta and Lumumba, Minister Farrakhan, on and on, several of these people, Malcolm X, have went through assassination attempts through food, through water. And as you know, Chuck Ray had to, since he was mayor, he had to go down to the Chamber of Commerce meetings, and he had to go to those white people to breakfast and dinners and start meeting with them. And somewhere, this conspiracy and this Jackson, Mississippi, just being in the city, Brother Sean, it's an eerie feeling about the city. You know, and that's why I keep telling the new Black Panther Party and the Black Nation, we got to rethink everything. We got to rethink everything, man, because we need to go up in the air and look down from the eagle point of view at our communities and how they're shaping our communities and how they're pushing us back to the old plan that they've been having in the books for a long time to circle our communities and destroy us, man. Man, this is an hour that it's critical for us to understand that martial law is in full effect every day in the United States now. We live in a police state. They got a police department for the college. They got a police department for the hospital. They got a police department for CNN. They got a police department for your city. They got a police department for Shell's oil company. They got a police department for every damn thing. And if they ain't got a police department, they got some cracker riding around in a security car that looked like a police car. And they use the old tricks of the trade, the media.
Yeah.
They keep Channel 5, Channel 4, all these hundreds of channels full of violence. Full of violence.
Yeah.
So white
That's
people
right.
that are in powerful places can approve any budget they want. And now they pull it out of some of the nations. They're pulling the soldiers back to America. And listen to me clearly, Black Power Radio. The soldiers that come back trained to kill, some of them been to Iraq and Afghanistan, 3 and 4 duties, nothing but watching their comrades get killed and their bodies blown apart and fighting. Trained machines, trained military machines to seek and destroy human life. That's all they're trained for. And now they're pulling thousands and thousands of them back to this nation, and they have no job for them, so they go into your local police departments and getting jobs. And they're militarizing your communities instead of policing your community. And then
that's right.
On top of that, Brother Sean, all that equipment, billions of dollars worth of equipment that George Bush Sr. and Dick Cheney put over across seas and George Bush Jr. followed up on. All that equipment now, they bought it, they made it in America, they paid for it because all the rich corporations got rich off the wars. Now all that equipment is just sitting, like when you go through New Orleans, all the trailer houses are just sitting in the mud for Katrina that never was used.
That's
they
right.
Shipping all that military equipment back, and the Army has no place for it, so they're selling it to your local police department. So in a couple of days, if you ain't already saw it, you'll have military equipment riding by your Shell service station, riding by your Kroger's food store, riding by your church, riding by your Publix, riding by your 7-Eleven, riding by your QT. You will see damn near Army tanks patrolling your community very soon because you ain't telling your politicians that we ain't going to stand and we ain't going to use our taxpayer money to pay for military to kill our babies and surround our neighborhood. No, we're not.
That's right.
It's happening as we speak, brother. Now you got the same military that was standing in Baghdad looking for bin Laden and looking for Hussein. The same military that killed our brother in Libya or on your porch asking your son for his driving license. Because you didn't tell your son to pull up his pants and to be a man about his business. So you done gave the white man the right now to use reverse psychology on these pathological black people who want to be white and who work for the white man. Because we got a lot of black people knocking on them, ringing them doorbells, kicking these doors down, shooting our grandmothers, shooting innocent people, choking innocent women. Because they talk back. You got the right to talk back to a law enforcement officer if he's wrong.
That's right.
You telling me wrong and all of a sudden you got a YouTube, you in the headlock, getting hit with a fist 100 times. And we black men worried about a damn spade game or a domino game or who gonna get the gin and juice.
Yeah.
Hell no, Brother Sean. Not on our call, brother. Not on our
yes,
call.
Sir.
We got to wake up the dead.
Yes,
that's the beautiful
yes,
part about the Bible and the beautiful part about the Quran. And we got the power, man. We got dominion. We got time. We can change this. This is the truth hour. It's time to man
yes,
up.
Sir.
You was an alcoholic yesterday. You was a drug addict yesterday. In the name of our Christ and your Lord and your God, we rebuke Satan and we take that off of you tomorrow. You're no longer an alcoholic. You're no longer a drug addict. You're no longer a deadbeat dad. You're a father now. You're no longer a nigger. You're a black man now. So tomorrow when you wake up, you use the power that God give you. Put the power of God back in your soul. And believe in yourself again and get out here and work and show yourself approved. I don't care if you got to start by washing cars, changing tires, selling Kool-Aid, selling lemonade, selling coffee like Starbucks do with them coffee beans from Kenya.
That's
we
got to
write a new story, Brother Sean, in the name of Chukwuma Lumumba, who laid out the plan. And I'm proud to say, I'm proud to say, when we get off of this radio in about 4 or 5 minutes, we're getting right on our conference call, and we're going to put the boldest, coldest black website ever up called the New Black Panther website. And I promise you, in 6 months, anybody in the black nation, anybody in the international world will be able to come to our website and do anything they want, from go to school to go to the doctor.
That's right. Actual fact.
Our national headquarters will be a place that people can come for help and come to help. Our chapters will crank back up shortly and intake Panthers in to go block to block to re-educate our kids, to clean up our blocks, to protect our people. We will go in these courtrooms and stop taking these pleas and snatch the innocent and the children who's doing wrong and fighting and should be slapped on the hand and getting 10 years and 5 years. We will take them from the court system, and we will re-educate them and put them back on the square. We will use Elijah Muhammad's message to the black man, and we will go find the lost sheep and bring them back from the wolves. That's a promise. We will not be disobedient to our God and lay down, and as our brothers say, be herded like hogs to the slaughter. Hell no. We're going to stand up like man, turn around. We're coming right back at you right now.
Peace.
Brother Sean, I appreciate the time you're giving me. You're doing an excellent job.
Sir.
Black power.
Yes, sir.
And long live the spirit of Chuck Way Lamont.
Black power. Long live the honorable Chuck Way Lamont. Brothers and sisters, that has been our national chairman, New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, the one and only General Hashim Nzinga, was letting you know that it's time to dig in and find out what really happened. The Honorable Chokwe Lumumba, what really happened to Brother Malcolm Shabazz, the grandson of Minister Malcolm X? You know, so many others that were taken from us. What happened to them? And why has their cases been placed under the rug? Under the rug. I want to take a few callers. You got some callers here. We got a few more minutes. We'll go to air code 504-432-504-432. You're on live with Black Power Radio, the host Sean Saddam Kweli, the assassination of Honorable Chokwe Lumumba and our black leaders. What do we do, Black Power?
I said, what we do, we have an investigation team and try to investigate what really happened and everything, you know. And also what I wanted to say, too, about you know, going to the working in the community. Do you think we should have real estate agents, black real estate agents, to work amongst us? Because these other real estate agents, man, they messing over our people.
Well, we gotta do it by any means. As Minister Malcolm say, if you got black real estate agents that get with you and organize with you and help you to acquire property and land and not beat our people over, then of course you gotta use it. Gotta use every avenue available to win the liberation of our people. And to give our people some freedom. So, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Brother Sean. I like what you're doing. Look, brother, after the show is over, can you give me a call? Because I want to get that brother Malik's number here in New Orleans.
Okay. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I got to get that, too. I got another person for you, too. We got to link up. You know, the national chairman was just down your way. We were just down there in Baton Rouge. I wish I could have connected with you, brother, but... we'll connect another time, black man.
All right, brother. Black power.
All right, black power. Next call, your number is 678-670, 678-670. You're on live. Black Power Radio. We're discussing the assassination of a black leader, like Honorable Chokwe Lumumba, like Malcolm Shabazz, some say like Tupac Shakur, and others. Talk to us. What do we do? How do we stop the assassination of our great ones amongst us? Talk to us. Welcome, Black Power.
If black power, one of the solutions that we must have institutional leadership that if one is killed or, something happens to him, one falls right into their footsteps. And I can say, I'm not sure you know about Brother Rob Baraka in Newark, New Jersey or whatever, revolutionary brother, the son of the great Rob Baraka the First or whatever, but Amara Baraka, whatever. But that's one of the solutions that we must have. We must have institutional leaders, black leadership. Black leadership today is a business. Our shopping is a business, man. And he is hired by the white power structure of America to disseminate any spirit of black revolution. But the only solution to this problem, assassination, is you ain't gonna be able to stop the white man from trying to kill us. That's just his nature to knock us off of any black power liberation or any movement designed for the liberation of our people. We must have institutional leadership, and we must build industries and an economic base like Brother Chukwu Lumumba was planning and engaging. Brother Hashim said, we gotta use this black playbook and run them plays so we can score a touchdown. Whatever. So that's all I gotta say in black power.
Absolutely, and black power to you, and that's important. I think that's what the national chairman is driving at when he's talking about us taking our pulse and us stepping up and being the leaders that we gotta lead. George Jackson, who still marched for the Black Panther Party at one point, and there's a black gorilla behind the prison walls. He called it a headless dragon. And we train like this in the new Black Panther Party now, where if a comrade falls in battle, if your general leader falls in the battle, that you have qualified, warriors, male and female, that are able to take the place or to hold the line, as the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad taught us. And so I think that is an example that we hope to set, and I hope that other organizations take the same example. Not to be personality-based organizations or based upon a particular individual, but that we raise leadership, leaders, and warriors that will help our people in this cause all over the place of different ages, male and female. So that's certainly important, brother. So I certainly agree with your point. National Chairman certainly supports your point, and I hope that you would help us in due time to get involved in finding out what's happening to our leadership. The United States government was found guilty. A lot of people don't know this for some reason, but the United States guilty in federal court was found guilty of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. That's actual fact. You know what I mean? So with that said, we're talking about countless others, who were taken down. We still have to find justice for Fred Hampton Sr. I mean, it's just so many that we have to look at in our history, and it's a bloody history, but we got to work at it from right here, brother. Yes, sir. So, can you hear me? I don't know if you're trying to say something.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, I didn't know if you were trying to say something. But, yeah, I appreciate your call, and we appreciate your call, brother, and look forward to working with you on uncovering and getting some justice for our people in a real way.
Yes, sir. All right, black power.
Yes, sir. Black power. Black is the power. Next caller, your number is 904-613-904-613. You're on live Black Power Radio. You've been listening to the Honorable Mayor Chukwu Lumumba. Rest in power. You've heard from our national chairman, General Hashim Nzinga, giving the instructions. Talk to us. What would you like to see happen? What can we do as a people to protect our black leaders and those who step out on the front lines and put their life on the line so that we don't have to keep burying our warriors and witnessing them in these unnecessary coffins? Talk to us. Welcome, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Ashe, Hotep, Abargani. This is Minister of National Minister of Education, Brother Minister, Assistant Chief of Staff. It's great to hear your voice. It's been great to travel with our chairman and to be able to sit with him side by side and knowing that every minute, every second we're out there, we're on the watch for this beast, for this devil, the things that are happening. So it was a beautiful, beautiful journey. I just want to say we did have a chance, and brother asked the questions. I'm right there by his side about our brother Sheikh Lumumba and all that happened. And I can tell you, and he'll tell you when he comes on, if he comes back, it has not been a surprise at all with what we're hearing. Many of our leaders are being assassinated unknowingly, but we're helping in the process by eating the wrong food, falling into the wrong diet, and not building the unity we need in our own community. But I just want to say, the National Ministry of Education, we have a few things that's going to be rolling out. We're going to be addressing some of these issues. One is the B program. B stands for Black Economics and Education. Excuse me, I'll say it again. Black Economic Education, and another program which would really bring people in, which we call our Badass Educators Program. That's AZZ. Badass Educators Program is tying hip-hop to the mainstream so-called public curriculum that's killing our babies with this foolish mental genocide. So I just want to say beautiful, beautiful message tonight, brother, from what I can hear, beautiful comments, and we thank the Creator for life. We thank everybody, brother, as I've had a chance to travel with our chairman and to be in Baton Rouge and to be on the front line with the warriors and the soldiers and those who make the decision to stand for freedom, justice, equality, and truth. I'll just say thank you, brother. Look for information on the website as it gets ready to be posted. I'll say the education ministry is moving forward and soon to be at a city near you. Black power, black power, black power.
Black power, black power, black power. Thank you so much, National Minister of Education, Brother James Muhammad. Peace and blessings to you. And thank you, sir, as well for your travels and work with our National Chairman and National Central Committee. And, of course, this will be a campaign that is inclusive predominantly of education. We're going to have to educate on the aims of the enemy and the moods of the enemy and educate about our own history. So it's very important that we have a National Ministry of Education that works in conjunction with the National Ministry of Justice. And so all of us have to play our part and, again, follow the instructions of our national chairman, which is to take charge of our post. And brothers and sisters, you heard our national chairman mention about our website, and be sure to go there, even though it's, you know, under construction. And I'm sick, just like he's sick of always saying it's under construction. But I think and I really know at this point now we have the right team in place that will give you the kind of website that you'll love going to, that we can drive the traffic to, that you'll be able to support us with and have merchandise to support the cause. Well, I know some of you out there ask me all the time about Panther buttons and supporter buttons and T-shirts and memorabilia and DVDs that you want to see the lectures of. The General Hashim and Zinger, you want to see some of the archive lectures of Attorney Malik Zulusha Baz, the archive lectures of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, or things I've done or whoever's done. We're going to get all of that to you. And even more, it's going to be interactive. We're going to be able to get the program off of there and 9 local objectives off of there and all kind of things that you'll be able to get, campaign, you know, leaflets and things to take into your city. You'll be able to sign up and register with the organization right where you are. We're going to make it easier for our people to register online and go through the process in a real way. Now, everybody's not cut out to be no Panther, but we want you to try and to at least get involved in the campaigns. And so you'll be able to do that at newblackpanther.org. Stay tuned for that. Make sure you're still tuning in to Black Power Radio as we expand this radio show, and it is the vision of our chairman to have it to where you can see us. You know what I mean? Like, so Monday nights, you'll be able to see us right there on your computer screen or right there on your television screen. We'll be able to talk to you and interact with you live on Monday nights and other nights that we do this radio broadcast. A lot of things are happening. This is not a makeover. This is a takeover. Let me be clear. This is not a makeover. It's a takeover. And under the leadership of General Hashim and Zinger, we intend to take over, take the vanguard position, and put the 10-point program forward as taught by the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, standing on the foundation laid by the warrior lawyer, Attorney Malik Zulusha Baz, and each other. So let's support one another, continue to support the movement of the new Black Panther Party, that panther that has risen from the ashes like a black phoenix. Call the number 347-903-0886. Again, 347-903-0886 for Black Power in the United States of America and in your neighborhoods. Don't wait on the Democrats. Don't wait on the Republicans. The only help that you have is the help that's in front of your own hands and your own 2 feet. We got to do for self. And so remember, it's Black Power for Black people. It is, again, still power to the people, power to our people. And remember that if black people are not free, there is nobody that's free. Listen, we'll leave you on the song that the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba was talking about. He gave credit to that great, great, great concrete poet Tupac Shakur. He said that they didn't push it, but we'll push it for him. It's a great, great cut number from that great Panther warrior Tupac Shakur called Panther Power. We signing out. Peace and blessings. Black Power.
As it seems, the American dream ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shut up and back insane, to deny us of the future, rob our name, kept my history a mystery, but now I see, the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gun full of knowledge of the lies it told, promised me emancipation, and this new name. All you ever gave my people was salvation. Fathers of this country never cared for me. They kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery. And Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me. Step live by the facts in my history. So now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed. But the government's glad cause they enjoy when my people are down so they can screw us around. Time to change the government now. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power from the strength that resides within. Go toe to toe with the panther and you just can't win. Self-restrained best, suppress the rest. The rich get richer and the poor take less. The American dream was an American nightmare. You kept my people down and refused to fight fair. The Ku Klux Klan tried to keep us out with signs shooting and stating no the blacks allowed. With intimidation and segregation was a waste for our freedom, but now we're impatient. Blacks, the others get scared of sellout. Freedom, equality, get out, yell out. Don't you never be ashamed of what you are. It's your Panther power that makes you a star. Panther power. Panther power. My mother never let me forget my history, hoping I was set free. Things that were put on me, wanted to be more than just free. Had to know the true facts about my history. I couldn't settle for being a statistic, couldn't survive in this capitalistic government, cause it was meant to hold us back, using ignorance, drugs, to sneak attack, in my community, they killed the unity, but when I charge them, try to claim immunity, act like America, like a case of heart disease, Panther power is running through my arteries, try to stop me, oh boy, you'll be clawed to death, cause I'll be fighting for my freedom with my dying breath, do you remember, that's what I'm asking you, you think you're living free, don't make me laugh at you, open your eyes, realize you've been locked in chains, said you wasn't civilized, and stole your name, cause the time has passed, seems to all forget, there is no liberty for you and me, we ain't free yet. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power. American dream ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shut up and back insane, to deny us of the future, rob our name, kept my history a mystery, but now I see, the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gun full of knowledge of the lies you told,